In past recalls, staff at the Government Accountability Board has flagged potentially fictitious or duplicate petition signatures, but left it up to campaigns to call for their removal. Waukesha County Judge Mac Davis ruled that the board should go further and strike those signatures itself. While it was reported as a win for the Walker campaign, State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says the ruling changes very little. Democrats, he says, will meet their recall signature goals.
The number we hand in will be so overwhelming that it will remove any doubt about if we're going to have an election. It will simply be a matter of when and how much of the public's time Scott Walker wants to waste by attempting to delay this election.
The Government Accountability Board released a memo today that said it would need an extra $100,000 for software and technical support to comply with Judge Davis's ruling. Those expenses would have normally been covered by the Walker campaign. This would have taxpayers bear the cost. But the governor says that's the way it should be.
This is not something that should just be left up to campaigns. They're the agency that should do it. They wouldn't have to spend a penny if there wasn't a recall, in the same way that counties and municipalities across the state who have to spend millions of dollars conducting the recall wouldn't have to do it if there wasn't one, but there is.
In fact, an estimate released today by the Government Accountability Board suggests recall costs for the state, counties, and municipalities could run as high as $9 million. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.